baby, why don't we go to the Kokomo?
Let's go tonight.
Hey, you know, speaking of things that start with, well, there's no way to get around this, but I just had a delicious cookie. Cookie-mo.
That's what I heard other people saying, so I went looking for cookies, and I don't know where they are.
Oh, my gosh, they're gone already.
Are they gone?
I don't know. I only had one. So if anybody knows where the cookies are, the delicious cookies that were brought by Michael, please bring me four. There you go. Bonnie Bentozzi is not in studio today, so I can't share the cookies with Bonnie, but I can share in a conversation as we do every single Wednesday here on the Crystal Frost Show, talking about travel. And speaking of cookies, I bet you're going to have some delicious cookies this weekend as you have Thanksgiving with your family in Jersey, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's like a progressive dinner party.
Yes.
This time. I arrived here, and I have to tell you, traveling before the busiest days of Thanksgiving, I took my own advice. I traveled out on a Monday. I'm coming back on a Monday. And it was interesting. The flights were pretty full, but there were a few empty seats here or there for that. But at the same time, I started talking to other people, and they're starting to leave earlier. So Tuesday, I'm sure yesterday was a really busy day. And today is normally the busiest day right before Thanksgiving, as well as a Sunday return. So people are really trying to avoid the big rush, the air rush. Now, there's lots of cars on the road. We know that, and how many millions of people are going and traveling. But I will tell you that, yes, where I am in the world is South Jersey. You know, that's my home. That's
South
where my
Jersey.
Family, my friends, and we're going to spend a lot of time this week really enjoying it.
Were you guys the original Jersey Shore folks?
Well, no, but it's not that Jersey Shore. The show was those North Jersey people.
Yeah, they're the ones.
A big
yeah.
difference with the South Jersey gang. They're like Philadelphia. And our shore resorts are gorgeous with white sandy, long beaches and all that. But I will tell you that it was 61 degrees here yesterday.
That
Very
works.
Very nice. You know, not too bad.
That sounds amazing.
Without the coat on. Really nice. And we're going to see, you know, 40s and 50s here. So it's going to get a little bit colder. It's going to be traditional football weather. But it's all about family, friends, and enjoying this particular holiday as well and giving thanks. And the thanks you get is, we're sitting at dinner for the past two nights up in different places. It's really quite fun. And what do we talk about? We're talking about travel. We're talking about, you know, where did you go this year? What are you thinking about doing and stuff like that? And that's kind of what comes up a lot of times this year. And there's a lot of specials that are out there. They're phenomenal. They're like, we got something from Oceania Cruises. And it's amazing what the deals are out there. And some of them are where you have to book between, let's say, before the 27th of this month or before the end of the month, where they're giving some huge shipboard credits. I mean, we had Celebrity on, right, last
yes,
week?
Yes, we did.
Fun in studio to have Alicia. And they have incredible amounts. And we talked about those. And they're the ones that, you know, when you're sitting with your friends, you're sitting with your family and saying, you know, there's some really cool things out there if we make some decisions before the end of the year. Or if we want to travel at a certain time, there's some great travel deals still left in December. But it's all about what you want to do. It's all about preparing. And I think that's the tips that I want to give a little bit as well, because we do the gift of travel. We talk about that on a year-round basis. And we at the Travel Authority have wonderful gift cards and things. And what we see is a lot of people coming in and buying all denominations. You know, if you want to give a $25, if you want to give a $50 gift card just towards the purchase of travel, it's amazing how that is welcomed, because people are thinking about where they want to go, and it does help. And it gives you that sense of direction, I guess, when I look at the gift of travel. I look at that from a sense of direction as to what you're going to do. It's like you get to travel, you know, to really live the moment. And how many times do we talk about that?
Yeah.
And we have people who will come in and say, hey, I know such and such wants to go on an adventure travel. Can we do something? Can we do it in certain denominations? We can do something. Can we actually book the actual trip? Or, you know what, I want to surprise the family. And it's the grandparents saying, you know what, we want to take the whole family later in 2018 to Disney.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it's great. That multi-generational.
You can take my family, too.
Do you know what?
Yeah, you
we actually
hey,
did
Colleen,
that.
Colleen, Crystal, and my family. Why don't we all just go away?
That would be fun.
We went on a whole family trip like that with my parents, my family, and kids, and coordinated it through you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, for our part anyway, because we had someone else trip, you know, visiting from somewhere else far away.
Right.
But
exactly.
We
but really
got together
matter.
There. It was great. I mean, you would think, like, how can all these ages blend together and have fun and be on the same page? But it totally worked.
Oh, it totally works. And whether they're living in Traverse City or wherever they are, that coordination can be done very easily, completely with us doing
that.
Because we do that all the time. Somebody's out in Phoenix. Let's coordinate flights. Let's figure out how to do that. But can you imagine come getting together, like, this holiday, sometimes it happens where they've decided to do a multi-generational trip later on. So they're sitting there, they're carving the turkey, they're enjoying everything, and all of a sudden somebody pops up and says, oh, by the way, you know, we kind of checked this out, and guess what we're going to do instead of the traditional gifts over Christmas or New Year's.
I love this.
The case. Oh, by the way, here's what we've decided, and they've kind of checked it out a little bit. Maybe the grandchildren have no idea, and all these little faces are sitting there going, where are we going, where are we going? And all of a sudden they pull something out, and there's Mickey, or there's a cruise, or there's something that has all appeal to all those generations. It is so much fun to do that instead of traditionally doing maybe just the gifts and everything like that. Travel is across all ages.
You know, I've heard about this, too, especially when you get into scenarios with blended families.
Yeah.
So maybe there are new kids that are joining the family, new sets of grandparents, you know, whatever that might be. And you kind of go, well, how do we make up for that time that we didn't even know you? Well, how about a vacation? That's a great way to do that.
And it just doesn't, I still remember the listener who said, do you do more than just cool cruises? And ever since that time on the air, I thought, we talk about cruises a lot, but we also have all those land adventures. And definitely the multi-generational has such an appeal to people who want to do certain things, like maybe adventure travel. Maybe giving, you know, sometimes it's traveling to a destination, whether it's in the United States or going to Europe, that you can kind of give back a little bit. There are great optional tours that will do something where you can help with a cause. You can be a part of it. And that really makes such an impact at an early age to giving that back. And I was talking to a friend of mine who said, you know, we decided early on that we were going to do something with our children, and we would do something where we had days that we had great times. We saw all the things. It was in the United States, and we did like the things that we really wanted to make sure. But then there was a day of giving thanks and giving back, and there was this excursion that helped build something, or it helped with, you know, just reading to children in a school system or something like that. And they said, we all walked away as a family feeling so fulfilled and so wonderful about what we did as a family. So now we do that every year. We start doing something like that. We plan great days to do things while we're on a trip, and then we plan a day or two that we do something that's, you know, giving back. And that's how the children have grown up, and now they know to do that themselves.
Yep.
How cool is that? And you don't think about how travel can impact all that.
Yeah,
and
exactly. It's, you know, I'm really excited. I love when you are actually out there in the world traveling, and we get to maybe, you know, just talk to you a little bit about that experience. And you said you took your own advice and you left a little early, and you're getting out there. You're coming back a little early. And there were still some seats on the plane. If people are like, hey, sorry, it's too late for me, Bonnie, save yourself. I'm leaving today. What are some things, some advice you can give them to make that that crazy travel a little bit easier?
Well, that's your travel survival tips, because if you're traveling now, you're doing it. You've already have your airline tickets. You already have things ready to go. But consider this. You want to keep certain numbers handy. Now, that's a basic. And you go, what numbers would I have handy? Well, you want to have the number for your airline, the hotel, the car rental company, and if you did anything with us, you know you're going to have your 24/7 emergency number that you can call. have those. Don't be packing them away in some suitcase you checked, because you want to have those handy in case you do hit an airline delay, you do hit something. You want to make sure your car rental company maybe knows that you're going to be a little bit late. Maybe your hotel, you gave them a 4 p.m. or a 6 p.m. hold. You want to make sure they don't give up that room, okay? So have all that. But if you made all those arrangements with us, we can take care of that with our after hours as well, because we are, you know, closed on Thanksgiving Day and the day after as well. But keep this in mind for traveling over to Christmas. Stick to a carry-on bag that's something you can carry, that's not going to be weighing you down,
yep.
You know, something like that. Keep, you know, what I did before I got everything ready before I was leaving. I had it all separated in the closet. I knew what I definitely wanted to take. Then before I started packing, I started going, I don't need this, I don't need that, mm-hmm. You know. Make sure that, you know, that suitcase is not so heavy that it's going to exceed the weight limit. You're going to have to pay more, that checked bag. But make sure you bring a carry-on bag that's going to fit underneath the seat or in the overhead bin. You don't want to have to gate check that unless you have to, because did you put all your medicine in it? Did you, you know, because you don't want to put that in a check bag that goes under the plane. You want to keep all of that stuff handy. You want to take the things that you need, but you also want to make sure that you have that at your fingertips, okay? Gifts, we've talked about this.
Don't wrap them.
Don't wrap them. Don't wrap them, because the chances are if TSA wants to look at them and you're trying to carry them on, they may have to unwrap them. But better yet, I have to, and I don't own stock in UPS or any of the overnight shipping companies, ship them.
Yeah.
That's the ease. That's how I take care. I just ship them ahead. I wrap them. I put them, you know, have them in a box, and they go to. And I do that with like a single destination for my family instead of having to put them in all in different little mm-hmm. things, because I know they're going to be getting together, and I might not be there with them. But, you know, it's really kind of fun to get that and get that out of the way.
You know, I always wonder, though, as a TSA agent, if you see those gifts and do you feel like, oh, a present, and you get to unwrap it?
Like they're not going to get any of their own? No. I think they have
for me?
Criteria when they're looking at that.
Yeah,
too,
I know.
Well, but, you know, the other thing is really funny, you know, the way that suitcase down, wear your heaviest clothes. I know you might be going to Florida, but wear your heavy clothes, because that takes weight out of your suitcase.
That sounds uncomfortable if you're going to be waiting around
sometimes
in an airport, right?
No, you're going to take the coat off. You're going to roll that up.
Make pillows out of them. Pillows and blankets. That's what they become when you're on board.
All right.
But also, pack a snack when you're taking something. Now, you can't put the liquids. You know, you got to get through security and mm-hmm. then get the liquids. But pack a snack.
Like a cookie, you know?
Yeah, like a cookie. Take you know, I know you want those 4 cookies, but stop in the WTCM and pick
right.
up your cookies.
No, because you can't, because they're gone.
They're
already.
Gone already.
They're gone. But you might have longer layovers. You might have delays with the flight. You really want to have all that. Not that they don't have great restaurants now, especially if you're going through Detroit on Delta. Oh, my goodness. They have name brand restaurants all over the place
yes,
now.
Yes, they do.
You know, invest in a little bit of a hand sanitizer. Doesn't hurt to have that in your little carry-on bag.
Oh, that's okay? A great idea.
And that's a small one. You don't have to beat the big one, because that's still a liquid. So bring the small one. And bring some non-electronic entertainment for possible delays at an airport.
Like a book?
Like a book.
Oh.
You know? Something you don't have to, like, plug in to have online. With children, bring things that they can keep them happy and doing things, okay? You know, they do have some of the plug-ins, but make sure you've got your don't pack your charger with you in the, underneath the plane. Take it with you so you can charge your phones and do things like that.
Right.
You know, keep all those essentials. That's mostly the most important thing. And don't forget if you want your headphone or earplugs with you. It's a good chance you want to drown out that noise. And then we see travel pillows being used much more. You know, don't bring your bed pillow that, you know, I've watched people walk home with this huge pillow and blankets. You know, the little travel pillows can get you through unless you're going on a long journey across the water or things like that. But just keep, I think the most important thing is keep a positive attitude. I have said this, and I sincerely have watched it. There is airport etiquette, and mm-hmm. that airport etiquette is do not scream at the gate agent. Because if you're the screamer that's demanding to be reaccommodated, and you're followed by the nice person that walks up and says, I know you're starting a list, but, and I said, boy, you know, I know you're trying to do everything. If you can get me there, that would be appreciated. Who do you think the gate agent's going to try to accommodate?
Not the screamer.
Not the screamer. So it doesn't really work. Etiquette tablet covers. Now, sometimes we get rude people that work or there, and I know that that's frustrating, but they're going to do their best to get you. They don't want you hanging around the airport frustrated and screaming at them. They'd like to get you out, and they're going to try their best. But understand that these flights are overbooked. I mean, people are all traveling at the same time, so you need to really do your best to just get. If they offer you a flight and it progresses you towards your destination, don't
take
wait for a nonstop.
It.
Get on that flight. Keep yourself moving, okay? Because that's going to be the best way to get there, okay?
So and as far as you were talking about this, though, you can really give yourself extra time because you know what? You don't want to already be running late and then find out that you have a delay or something like that. Just give yourself some extra time. Be courteous. Be respectful. Also, you can't tip those gate agents like you would maybe at a person at a restaurant to get your table, right?
Right.
You can try.
What you want to do is they're working under stress. They're dealing with it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you start getting weather in any of the key cities, like especially along the Northeast, and you might have be sitting in a destination that has sunshine and everything's cool, and they say, well, you're going to be delayed due to weather. Well, due to weather is because that plane's got to come in from someplace. Mm-hmm. And if there's an air traffic control, backup, anything, things can happen. They want to move the system. They do not want people stranded all over. They want to reaccommodate and get you going. But take advantage when they say, we can get you to this. It might change your routing a little bit, but we can still get you to your final destination. Take it. Do not sit back and go, oh, let me think about that.
Yeah.
You know, don't do that.
All right.
Keep moving.
Just keep moving.
Keep moving.
The advice of Bonnie Pintozzi. And honestly, the best thing you can do is to use the Travel Authority for all of your travel needs. I mean, even if you're sitting back going, hey, you know what? I've flown back home 100 million times. I know exactly what I'm doing.
I got the drill down. I know it, right?
Yeah. Well, as soon as something comes up and delays your travel plans, you're going to really wish that you had a travel agent in your corner making those accommodations and setting those things up for you so you can just sit back and relax.
Yeah. We've got that 24/7, that 800 number. If you even call after if we're closed and you call our direct lines, our local numbers, you are given the option to press this for the after hours to help you. Take advantage of that. Even if you want to get in that line to be reaccommodated, call us, because as you're making your way forward, we may be able to actually have you rebook. So when you get up to that counter person and you say, well, we've got this already taken care of, they pull it up and go, okay, here's your boarding pass.
Yes, I love it. And you know what? Thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your family vacation. So is turkey on the menu tomorrow then, Bonnie?
Oh, my goodness. Turkey's on the menu, all the things that go with it. So it's been fun because I not only am I'm staying with family, I'm getting to go through progressive different dinner parties and houses with friends and family.
I'm so jealous.
And so it's like, my goodness gracious, what's next?
I'm excited. The end, you're crawling.
Yes.
You're crawling, right?
It's not a turkey trot anymore. It's a turkey crawl.
You got that right. But it's really great to be with family. And I know everyone out there is going to have that in their world, too. So I just want to wish all of our listeners and Colleen and Crystal, you a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks for all that and have fun and laugh a lot. That's the best way to enjoy it.
Excellent advice.
That is great advice. Bonnie Pintozzi, we just love having you. We're very thankful for this travel show that is on every week here on WTCM News Talk 580. And you can always find out more at thetravelauthority.com. And, of course, if you would like to sit back and give the gift of travel, it's easy to do. Just get in touch with your travel agent. If you don't have one, they'll give you one at thetravelauthority.com. Yes. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
Oh, enjoy, and thank you all. It's always fun on Wednesdays together.
We love the Wednesdays with Bonnie Pintozzi.